Okay, y'all. Found my phone.
Where was it?
It was on the dresser.
You got a new phone, by the way.
I told everybody that already.
Oh, I must have not been paying attention to you.
On the last
excuse me.
Episode. So, okay, here's the thing. We are going to talk about time travel, but I don't want to get into like quantum physics or anything like that because that would be a total disaster. And I've realized that there are many...
You don't know quantum physics?
No. Do you?
What high school did you go to?
Okay, you don't know quantum physics. Anyway.
Bet.
That's not what that means. Stop
people.
It.
Oh my God. Okay, so Miss Hipster over here was talking to our daughter the other night. And I think it was probably about food because it's all she talks about. And she is old.
I'm not old.
You are old.
I'm not.
And she literally says, man, that food slaps. Oh, my God. I just, all I could do is just roll my eyes.
Okay, so here's the thing. I do it to aggravate my daughter because she gets so mad. Uh-huh. Like, we'll see like a car or somebody running, and I'm like, zooming, and she's like, stop it.
She got mad at me the other day because I said meme.
Meme?
Yeah, she goes, nobody calls it that anymore. I was like, what do you call it, a meme?
What's it
she
called?
She goes, no. I asked her, she wouldn't tell me, but she goes, she started laughing, and she's like, no one calls them memes anymore. Like, what the hell are you supposed to call
They're
them?
Called memes, people. Okay.
What do you call them? Yeah.
Well, you got mad at me because I was talking about something. I was like, they're banging. And you're like, just stop it right now. That's not a new word.
You need to go back to the bomb.
I do say the bomb.
No, I'm at the club.
The under 18 club.
Yep.
Okay. So time travel is the action of traveling through time into the past or the future.
No shit.
I'm just telling y'all what the definition says.
Gotcha.
Okay, some people may not know exactly what time travel is. Who are you that doesn't know? So, the first thing we're going to talk about, and I don't know if it has much to do with time travel, but I did start looking this up. So I kind of fell into this rabbit hole. And then when I get out of this rabbit hole, we'll talk about the stories and the accounts of people that had time travel going on. So what I'm going to start with is...
Oh, that reminds me.
What? This is going to be a two-parter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always look at that stuff. Like, there's those Snapchat stories that I look at. And all the time, I find myself looking at the ones where someone has traveled in time. And, like, they're in the middle of... historical events and stuff like
that.
My most favorite one.
Don't say Marie Antoinette.
Oh, screw her. Have her go eat some cake.
Oh my gosh, that's where I would go to see Marie Antoinette. She's like my favorite person.
I would go burn Versailles down.
No, you would not.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, what were you saying?
No. My favorite one though is the John F. Kennedy assassination. There's a photograph of a woman standing like. Just by herself in the middle of, like, this little field thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the motorcade in front of her and then people around her. And, like, she wasn't too terribly, like, not dressed, like, in the times. But you could tell she was not dressed particularly for that time.
Right.
But then, like, after all this stuff happened, everybody has been trying to find her, identify her. There's no... Like, there's just that one picture, and nobody has ever been able to find this woman. And we're talking about a presidential assassination.
Right.
It's like, and to be that close.
That's crazy.
It's like seriously, like, when Brian the Dog and Family Guy was trying to hit on girls, and he would take them to historical events.
Yeah.
And then just disappear.
Right. Exactly like that. I love that. Okay. Before we get into all that, I am going to bring up The Simpsons. Okay?
What?
Yes, The Simpsons. Because...
The Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it. I was looking at a lot of the Simpson theories and stuff like that. You know, a bunch of the occurrences that have happened in the show. I know all of y'all have heard this. how, you know, they kind of predict things, right? So I was looking at a bunch of them, like the top ones, and a lot of them, you know.
The Trump one was cool.
The Trump one was very cool. But I found one that is just blowing my mind. And I don't know, like, I saw the one where it's like an Apple Watch. I mean, what kid didn't dream of having, like, I used to watch Inspector Gadget, and Penny had a watch that she could talk on, and I wanted one. And then I also thought, like, when I was, how cool would it be to be able to watch TV in the car on a trip? You know, like, kids go through that. So I feel like those are kind of coincidences. I mean, they're very strange coincidences, but I found this theory, and it's blowing my mind. It's, I don't know how they could have come up with this, because it's very scientific, and they came up with it way before it was actually proven a fact. So I'm going to read this to you, and then I'll go over the kind of theories that I found.
Oh, you want to know something else cool?
What?
When the iPhone first came out, the first phone call ever made from it, Steve Jobs called Starbucks and ordered 4,000 lattes.
Shut up.
And then he said he was just kidding and hung up.
No way. Yeah. Are you being serious? Yeah, he made a crank call. That's the best thing ever. Okay, so here's the Simpsons theory. The existence of the Higgs boson, or God particle, is a breakthrough that helps explain how everything in the universe has mass. Okay? Lock that out. That's awesome. It wasn't confirmed, though, until 2012. But according to Dr. Simon Singh, the author of The Simpsons and Their Mathematical Secrets, after Homer decided to become an inventor in The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace on one of the Treehouse of Terror episodes for Halloween, he was pictured in front of a blackboard with an equation that predicted the mass of the yet-to-be-discovered particle.
Particle accelerator? Like what happened in The Flash?
No, stop it. If you work out the problem, you get the mass of a Higgs boson. What's amazing is that Homer made this prediction 14 years before the answer was discovered. Okay, y'all? That's blowing my mind. I couldn't even imagine. I'd get like six when it's actually a theory. So it's so incredible to me and so amazing. So then I started like digging a little bit more. And also I listened to a podcast about some of this stuff. It's a wonderful podcast. It's called Theories of the Third Kind, and they're all about conspiracy theories. Those guys are wonderful. So if you want to hear more about it, go to them, because they get more in depth about it. But I started looking at the Matt Groening theories, because as you know, he's also the creator of Futurama. Now, there is an episode in Futurama where Leela starts writing children books, and she goes to another world and kind of goes by what they're doing, and she does like best-selling children's books. So they're saying that Matt Groening could be doing that. That's a theory. Now, this is Reddit theories, y'all, so don't make fun of me or anything. They're saying he could be just a time traveler, but here's the thing. The theory is, in Matt Groening universe, is you can only go forward in time till it starts over, all right? Now, Matt Groening could have gone forward probably about one time in his lifetime through the whole cycle. Now, let's talk about his shows. His first show was The Simpsons, present day time, right? His second show is Futurama, set in the year 3000. He has a brand new show called Disenchantment, which is wonderful, y'all. Please watch it. I love that show. And it's set in like the old times, like where they had castles. And I don't know exactly the time of it, but it's where they had castles and, you know, stuff like that. So it's all starting over, but he went forward in time with his shows. So what they're saying is that Matt Groening could very well be a time traveler that traveled all the way ahead and is making his way back around. And that is how he possibly has all these theories. Now, there's other theories like, who are the guys with the tigers? You know who I'm talking about? What are their names? They're real famous
Joe Exotic.
No. The two guys, they're really famous for having their tame tigers, and they do shows and stuff.
You mean the ones that died?
They got attacked and mauled and stuff. Okay. So that was predicted.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. Yes. That was predicted in The Simpsons that they'd get mauled and stuff like that. Now, obviously, y'all, there's going to be at least one tiger that's not going to be tame and is not going to do what it needs to do and is going to get attacked. So that one, I kind of, you know, whatever. There were several of them that, you know, you could go back and forth on. But this one that I just read, y'all, about the God particle theory, it's insane to me, and I don't know how he could have figured it out. I mean, these are scientists that have been trying to figure it out for years, and he put it on a cartoon. So that is something to think about. I love the theories about Matt Groening, and I think it is very cool. So what I'm going to do now, that was my Simpsons spiel. I thought it was awesome. What we're going to have to do, this will end up being a two-parter because I've got several stories to read you guys. But I am going to try to get through a couple of them right now. We're going to start with, I'm really excited about this episode. Okay, so this one, now these are going to be true accounts of people that have gone through time slips pretty much. So this one's called The Vanishing Hotel. In 1979, two couples were driving through France on a holiday. Jeff and Pauline Simpson. Oh, Simpson. Oh, Simpson. Ooh. And Lynn and Cynthia Gisby. Looking for a place to stay near Montlemar, they found a motel. But were told there were no vacancies and that they should try further down the road. So they set off and soon found themselves driving down a cobbled street. They paused to take an interest in an oddly old-fashioned sign for a circus. Soon they came across a long, low stone building. It was an inn. The couples went inside and were shown to their rooms. The windows had no glass, and there were just simple wooden shutters. The furniture was basic. There were no pillows, no telephones, nothing remotely modern, and no lifts. An elevator for us Americans.
Well, I can't.
After eating a meal of steak, eggs, and beer, they retired to bed, which that sounds wonderful, right?
Mm-hmm.
At breakfast in the dining room the next morning, they were struck by some bizarrely dressed individuals. A woman in a silk evening gown came in carrying a dog. It was strange, Pauline said. It looked like she had just come in from a ball, but it was 7 a.m. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. Policemen were wearing uniforms later identified to date from 1905 as they sat down to eat. Later, paying their bill, the couples were astonished when they were asked for just 19 francs. I don't know how much that is, but I'm guessing since they're in shock, it was probably like 5 cents or something like that. And it was just to cover their stay. 2 weeks down the line, on their way home from the holiday, they decided to stay at the hotel again. But you know what?
What?
It was no longer there.
Is it close?
No, there was nothing there. In developing the rolls of film they'd snapped with their camera, all the negatives of all the photos they'd taken at the hotel were missing. Baffled, they returned 4 years later again to try to locate the hotel, and they never found it again. So what do you think? Do you think they did a time skip?
No.
What do you think?
I think they were smoking something.
I think you were ridiculous. That's what I think. I think that they did a time skip and they went back in time.
Time is not on a record. It doesn't skip. It's either backwards
It's a time slip.
You're a time slip.
I don't know.
Say it.
I don't know. Let me reopen my phone. Okay. Now, this next one is called The White House.
Like where the president stayed?
Absolutely not. I thought that too, but it's not. In 1971, a pickup truck trundled up to a cattle pasture near Ponca. Yeah, I know. Near Ponca City, Oklahoma, stopping at the gate.
Near Ponca City.
Its occupants, Carl, Mark, and Gordon, had been sent there to pick up a feeder. Carl said, "We opened the gate, which was barbed wire with no lock, and entered. We went on the property, which was covered with grass up to and over the hood of the truck. They drove their pickup through the grass to the feeder and got out. We realized the tank was almost half full and too heavy to load," Carl said. "We decided to leave and drove around a red barn, and we saw a large two-story white house with no lights in front of us. So they went back to their employer and explained, and their boss said he'd drain the tank so they could pick it up the next day. We went to the location to retrieve the tank the next night," Carl said. "This time, we decided to go through the old white big house on the hill and brought our shotguns. What they saw was incomprehensible. The white house was no longer there," Carl said. "We walked up the hill where it stood, and there were no signs of demolition, no foundation, nothing at all. What we all seemed to witness the night before was no longer there. We have talked to each other over the years, but none of us can begin to explain the vision." Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is crazy stuff. Crazy, I tell you what.
Tell me what.
I just did. Okay. So let's see what this next one is. But you know what?
What?
We're also going to have a story coming up about Marie Antoinette. And I'm so excited, but it's a little bit longer. So.
Like, when I told you that fake story and you kind of believed it.
What fake story?
That she really didn't die. She escaped.
Stop. I didn't believe it.
Yes, you did.
I wanted to believe it. I wanted to believe that she escaped and was awesome and safe and all that good stuff. But she did not. Okay. Let's see here.
Heads rolling.
That is hateful. All right. Let's see y'all.
Carmen Bra.
Trying to see. Okay, here it is. This one's Lead Castle Kent. Also in a castle, though they don't all happen in castles, far from it. There's a story of Alice Pollock, born 1868 and died in 1971, who visited Leeds Castle in Kent. Pollock was born into the minor aristocracy, and this may have allowed her entry to Leeds Castle in a time when it was not generally open to the public. Leeds Castle is a famous and picturesque castle not far from London. Alice Pollock was psychic, and she was trying out some psychometry in Henry VIII's old room.
Whoa.
Yeah. Psychometry is a technique where a psychic will touch an object and learn about its history from the impressions they pick up. Touching various objects in Leeds Castle propelled Alice back into the past. The castle changed and became cold and bare. The carpet vanished and there was a blazing fire piled with logs. Alice saw a tall woman pacing back and forth in the room, apparently lost in concentration. In an instant, all returned to normal. Later research informed Alice that the room in which she had the vision had been the prison room of Joan Navarre, born 1368, died 1437. Joan Navarre was Henry V's stepmother who was imprisoned after being accused of plotting against the king. She was found innocent and released ultimately. So, there's that. And I think that is fascinating. Could you imagine, like, going back in time like that?
Yeah, that would be cool.
So cool. Okay. So, I'm going to stop right there because we've got a few more stories. Not very many. But I want to make sure that we have our time and we get them all out. Okay? So, we're going to pause and go right on to the next one, okay? Okay.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Okay. Hang out, y'all. We'll be right back.